This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 28th of March. There are wins for Odisha, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Kerala in the latest round of match in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy. Perhaps the most surprising result was Odisha's handsome win over Delhi. 19-year-old seamer Suryakant Pradhan returned superb figures of 4 for 11 of his 4 overs, as Delhi were dismissed at 80 despite winning the toss and opting to bat. Odisha then lost opener Bikas Patty to Pravinder Awana in the opening over their run chase, but eventually won by 7 wickets with 8 balls to spare. Kerala chased down their VJD-adjusted target of 118-13 just a wicket and 3 balls to spare to defeat Vidarbha. Number 7 Rafi Gomez clubbed 4 sixes, finishing on 42 not out of 16 balls, to help their run chase reach a winning conclusion. Earlier Amol Ubahanda had hit 55 not out of 44 balls, as Vidarbha made 138 for 5 from 19 overs. In Group B, an innings of 70 for Mohammad Kaif led Uttar Pradesh to victory over Karnataka. They posted 163 for 7 from their 20 overs, in spite of Vinay Kumar, Abhimanyu Mittal and Stuart Binney taking 2 wickets each. Karnataka could manage only 153 for 8 in reply, as Praveen Kumar led the way with 2 for 18. The third successive half century from Ravinder Singh helped Punjab defeat Bengal by 25 runs. His 60 off 46 balls allowed Punjab to post 168 for 6. Siddharth Kaul, Rahul Sharma, Amitoj Singh and Rajwinder Singh then each took a brace of wickets, as Bengal were restricted to 143 for 8. Rawalpindi Rams booked their place in the last four of the Faisal Bank Super 8 T20 Cup by beating Brahawal of the Stags. Their total of 145 for 5 from 18 overs was built around contributions of 24 above from 5 of their top 6. Kashif Sadiq then hit 45 in the Stags' run chase, but they were all out for just 96. Hamad Azam took 3 wickets, while Sahail Tanvir and Umar Amin chipped in with a brace apiece. Faisalabad Wolves, the other side, who progressed from Group B, for they comfortably beat Karachi Dolphins. Shazay Pasan hit 51 and Kuram Mazur 42 to help Dolphins post 157 for 8, as Kuram Shazan, Ihsan Adil took 3 wickets each. Misbah Ul Haque then did the bulk of the scoring in the Wolves' run chase, ending on 85 only 47 balls, as they won with an over to spare by 7 wickets. The Lahore Lions will go through as Group A winners after beating Abbottabad Falcons to knock them out of the competition. Adnan Rasool took 4 for 21, as the Falcons were bowled out for derisory 94 after electing to bat. Ahmed Shahzad began the Lions' run chase well with 34, and despite a collapse, they eventually won by 3 wickets. The final semi-final place will be decided tomorrow, when Moulton Tigers play defending champion Silcot Stallions. In Cricket Australia said that Queensland fast bowler Cameron Gannon will undergo a biomechanical analysis of his bowling action this winter. Gannon was reported twice for suspected legal bowling action in the Sheffield Shield final. The test will take place within the next 3 weeks.